Today's shiur of Shnaburi Yaimi. He learned live from Yerushalayim Hills of Bevaseret that we're with our Heilige Yaimi guys that are going strong in this very, very difficult Simon, Simonim. It's a combination of Yerodea and Hilchos Pesach and a lot of Chumras of Pesach. So yesterday we saw how there are Chumras that we should be machmir for in terms of concern when items have been salted, and when items have been salted, then before Pesach, then there's a concern that there might have been maybe little particles of chametz in it before Pesach, and therefore they were concerned. They were concerned both in terms of salted meat, salted fish, and then we talked about how you could avoid, again, these chumras if you went ahead and you rinsed, for example, salted basar. If you rinsed it three times before Pesach, then you could be mekil, even though you were not necessarily careful in the salting process. What was the concern? The concern was you did a regular salting process beforehand, before Pesach, without really being makbid on whether or not there might have been little pieces of bread there. So what you could do, we saw, was if you rinsed it three times, and you then even immersed it in a river or immersed it in a basin three times, changing the water each time, you could be nayeg to eat it, assuming that it was done before Pesach. The truth is, we saw it even on Pesach, if it's rinsed, b'dieved, you can probably eat it. Now we're coming to kishke. Kishke, the knei lichin and chunt, the shleim afafel egeg again. Ube karka shois, ein mo'il hadacha. So now we're talking about kishke. On kishke, hadacha, rinsing, is not going to help. Now we talk about kishke, not the kishke that we buy in the supermarket, you know, the meal mart kishke. We're talking here about the real kishke, intestines. Right? Sometimes you can really get a hold of a good real kishke with the natural intestines they stuffed. But that's what this is. They used to make the real kishke. So, and they stuffed the intestines, they stuffed it with meat, things like that. That was a kishke. So, he says, Ein mo'el adacha. Lefichach ein lahashreis hatam v'chois hayiveishos u'bidievet ein lahachmir. Okay, that's what he's saying, that you should therefore not go ahead and soak it. And he says, all these things you should not go ahead and do, but b'dieved ein lahachmir be'enus. Let's see what's going on. Sif katan nun beis. Uver karka shois. Betoyle leimah. What does this mean? What does this mean? Afilu yiveshos. The darchan b'hadach. Even dry, even if it's dry now, and it's not all moist, salty and moist and all that, and what they would do is, the derech would be to go ahead and rinse these things in general, because what we saw yesterday was things that do not have it's not the derech to go ahead and rinse them b'chlal. We saw yesterday a chiluk between rinsing meat and rinsing fish. Meat is the derech is to rinse it after you salt it, because that's the process of kasher, you salt, and then you rinse. So therefore the rinsing would be okay to go ahead and rinse it from the salt and the chametz that might have been in it, because it's the derech to rinse it anyway, and we're not going to assume you're going to forget to rinse it. Ashenke with fish, there's no derech to rinse it necessarily, because there's no issue with the blood and rinsing and things like that. So since there's no derech to rinse it in general, we're afraid you might not rinse it. And if they were nakel by rinsing of the fish. So here he says, even though you might allow and think to allow these intestines that are dry, kishke that's dry, to be rinsed, because that's what's normally done. We rinse it. Mikol makom, kevan she mimalim mibifnim bibasar. Hanechtach dak dak. Since we fill it up, the kishke, with basa that's, you know, chopped up, like good chopped meat. Velo nibdach hamelach shenimlach bo. And you did not check the melach that it was salted with. Ein moel hadacha shebechutz l'mash b'vim. The hadacha, the rinsing on the outside, is not going to help with the rinsing on the inside. In other words, the inside of the kishke was salted also. And that, okay, didn't have this triple rinse job to avoid the wat, to avoid the possible chametz that might be together with the salt. And he says, "V'cholza afil lo nitan shum bisocho." He says, and this is true, okay, even if you did not go ahead and put something like garlic, which is sharp, inside it, still, it's not going to help. Okay, it's not going to be held because we're concerned that maybe there's a pure of chametz that's around in the stuff, you know, the stuffed basar inside it. V'chein begvina, and so too by cheese. Ein moel adacha libachutz. It's not going to help to rinse it. Mehai taima shema yesh katzas peir b'socho. Again, they used to salt cheese, whatever, and then again, it's salted. Maybe you think you could rinse it. No, it's not going to help because once again, maybe there is some chametz inside it. And therefore, you're not going to go ahead and be able to rinse. Now, what makes these halachas and like this particular sif very complicated here is because it's a unique sif where it's giving a lot of practical. We started it yesterday. It's giving a lot of just practical examples, which has a convergence of so many different halachas and chumras and things like that. So to do real justice for it in Yomi is going to be very hard. So all you can really do is just go through it and memorize it, and you know, for another day, just realize that you know. Ian Shear. Let's move on. Not just Ian Shear. You need like Ian Shear, Ian Shear, Lahalacha Maisa, which makes it even harder. Okay, we now move right there. So, what's this Hatav Chais Hayaveshos? Okay, so he says, Hainu Hach. This is talking about the Karkashta Shekorin Tavchia. He says, when he says Ein Lahasho Hatav Chais Hayaveshos, means the Karkashos, just different terms, the same thing. And therefore, you should not go ahead and rinse it or soak it. It's not going to help. And b'di'eved, he says, "Ein lahach mebe'elus." Look what he says. Kasu achronu. Timayatali abasa yavesh toch hacheder shemenalin sham kemach. What happens if they would hang up basa yavesh? They would hang up this basa that was dry in a cheder that they also had flour in it. So. Lo mahani hadacha. Hadacha is not going to help. The adarabba. Al yidei hadacha hu misdabek v'nasa perure batek dakin me'ov v'nidbakin v'basar. In other words, we said that when it comes to basar, that you can do rinsing. It says, not so fast. It depends. They used to have these scenarios where they would go ahead and, you know what this is? With flour? They'd hang meat in the place where there's flour to do what? Like, I don't know what they used to do, but what? What is it called? Dry aging meat, whatever it is. Okay, but anyway, but the point is, when you rinse there, that's going to cause more problems because what's going to happen is if you rinse when you have like flour in the air and flour around town, so then what's going to happen? It's going to make the perure batzek. It's going to make the pieces of paste of dough stick to it. Okay. And it's going to get sticky. He says, "Adarabai, the hadachalum is dabek v'nasa." It gets sticky, and it's going to be peyre batzek dakin ma'o, little pieces of dough or you know paste, and it's going to be nidbakin b'basa stuck to the meat. V'chein yishuzayir shalom nahel kimcha the pischa samach l'machalim. Oh, I guess I think it just means that they would. That's what they would be for some reason in the same place. They would have the kimcha the pischa. They would give out the. Right, you guys ever heard of Kimcha de Pischa? Kimcha de Pischa is what we call Mo's Chitim. Now that we give Mo's Chitim, like money for Chitim, but really it's Kimcha de Pischa. It's ideally they used to give out flour for Pesach. So now we're saying you know they'd be all in the same place and they have the Kimcha de Pischa there. So you have to be careful not to go ahead and you know be given out and have the Kimcha de Pischa next to the Samach Machalim Mashkim, next to any foods or drinks or Kalim Shal Pesach. Yeah, you have to imagine, you know, in those days, it wasn't like we had like you know, a lot of separate, you know, factories and doing different things. Like, everything was like, you know, mixed together. So you got to be very careful not to have the flour near the beet in it, because it could be a makom sha'avak yochalagia. Obviously, this was some type of reality where the flour that would be in the air would go ahead and be like dust of flour that could reach the meat, and you have to be careful because then when you go ahead and rinse, you're in big trouble. And obviously your trouble stopped, okay? Once you rinse and this flour, got some serious chometz situations going on, okay? And then you rinse again, but it's still stuck in there. Now, uvidiyeved, sifkat nadalet, ein lahachmer. Because vidiyeved, you don't have to be machmer be'elu. Meaning, you could, vidiyeved, if you rinse these kishke, it's going to be okay vidiyeved. What's this? What's the shot? So you rinse, he says, Ritzono Lomar, we're not just going on this last thing. With the kishka, he's saying kol advarim ha'amurim b'haga shenagu lahachmir, where it says we're noyeg to be machmir. Who rak lechatchila? This is all lechatchila. Aval b'diyeved shekvar bishel osam. However, b'di'eved, if it was already cooked, v'afilu b'li hadacha u'shriya, even if it wasn't rinsed and then immersed in the river after the yishal kaima malachar pesach, okay, and can't keep it until after Pesach, ain la shlichem le'ibu, you don't have to go throw them out. Even a Pesach. And for sure you're not going to have to be aser, it's taroves. Afilu pachas mishishim, if it gets mixed in, and even if it's not shishim, kevan shu rak shush suffik mashu drabanan. This is all shushos of suffik mashu drabanan. It's unbelievable the chumras that we have regarding chametz on Pesach, that it's a shash of a suffik mashu drabanan. Again, remember, you know, normally we say suffik drabanan lakula and all these things, but when it comes to chametz on Pesach, it was so machmir for these shushos. Again, I'm not talking about we know that there was chametz mixed up with the flour. You know, again, obviously, if you're talking in a situation where you mamish know, you know, and things like that, and we're talking about these scenarios where these are chashos, these are concerns. V'myesh shum oshar davar charif b'tavchia. Now, what happens though if you have mamish something spicy, like garlic or other davar charif inside the kishkia? Oh, you said nafil atarves of Pesach, kechametz gomer b'mashu. You should realize that it's going to aser even what, even a taroves b'Pesach. Like chametz gamur that was its aser even b'mashu a little bit. Sharei nechtach b'sakin shel chametz, because this is for sure. You for sure used a knife that was a chametz like a knife before Pesach, and there's something called duchkes de sakina when you cut with a knife. Okay, so that mamish okay is going to be a problem when you're dealing with a davar charif. There's something called duchkes de sakina with davar charif. You're going to learn this. When you learn your day, you'll learn that when you use, let's say, a fleishika knife, okay, and you then go ahead, right, and cut into an onion, even if it's totally clean, it mamish makes the onion fleishik. Normally, right, if you take a fleishik knife, you take something cold, right, you cut a piece of cake with a knife, it's clean, and you mamish know that it's clean, you don't say that there's blias, you know, coming out of your fleishik knife. It's a totally clean knife, it's not going to go ahead and make the brownie that you cut fleishik. But onions, it pulls out the iser. In this case, it would pull out the chametz right from the knife. Okay, so that's what you have to be concerned about. Afilu haya hasakin mikunach, he says, benaki, because even if it was a clean knife, ve'eno ben yomo, and it not only that, it was 24 hours later. Gamkei nasa, because that's what happens with a duchka d'sakina. It even pulls out tam that would normally be, as we said, no same tam with gam, because it's 24 hours later. That's the power of a duchka d'sakina. He says, v'yesh matirin behefsed meruba taroves. There are some matir, in case of hefsed meruba, if it gets mixed up afterwards, shenesari pachas mishishim natavcha tavkia ima yasake mikanef eno binyom. Right? If it gets afterwards mixed up in a taroves, less than shishim, okay, so then you could possibly make it of mamash hefsed meruba if you had a sakin, a knife that was totally clean and was eino ben yom. He says, "B'med v'ram amurim kishum uvitzel shebetoch hamlu yasa." We're talking here specifically where the onion or the garlic was mamish inside the kishka. Aval shum shechoytchin oisak dak dak u'ma'arben oisak b'melach shemolchin bo basa liyabesh. However, garlic that you cut up very, very tiny, and you mix it with the melach that was salting, shemolchin bo basar, that you're salting the meat, liyavesh, to dry it, kadesh yareach hashum, no dey b'tocha basar, so that the smell of the garlic will, okay, be coming out of the meat, mutalach ala basar pesach ayedei shriya v'adacha, that you would be able to go ahead and eat that basar on Pesach, if you went ahead and you immersed and rinsed, kemo shar basa yavesh, like all other dry meat, the dafke medichu kodem Pesach. It was only if it was rinsed before Pesach. Aval toch haPesach eino moel hadacha. However, during Pesach, rinsing is not going to help. Ella klipo, you're going to need to go ahead and cut off a klipa. What is he talking about here? So what he's saying is, before Pesach, I'm only talking about the salt that got mixed up with these things, okay, after. So then, like with the garlic and all that stuff, and then it was put on top of the meat. So then if you just rinse it off, you're okay. Where's the problem? The problem, what he was talking about before, is if you have the onion and the garlic mixed up with the meat inside the kishka, so you have a davar charif in there, okay, with the chametz, and there you have to be machmir, he says, except the hefsid meruba, if it's mamish, a taroves, if you have a taroves, a mixture of this, so then you could maybe be megal behefsid meruba.